Welcome to Cheers to Careers
and Life's Frontiers.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Phyllis.
Everybody's busy these days, so we're keeping it real in 15.
Just 15 minutes.
As we discuss a variety of topics from the current market, the ever-changing corporate world, and life events that can impact a career. We'll be sharing some great stories and valuable advice from our experiences working with top professionals
and hundreds of leading firms.
Our objective is to educate, inspire, and to spread a little joy along the way.
Let's get to it. Hey, we're back.
Here we are.
How you doing, Kim?
I don't know. How are you doing?
It is crazy times here. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Seems like every time we record, it's crazy times.
Right.
But it really is crazy times.
It is crazy. This time for real.
This time we're serious. It's serious crazy. And everybody's asking us about the job market. What are we seeing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, and certainly we're super busy, which is really great, but we are seeing the dynamics changing out there in the world a little bit. Of course, we have no job numbers, but we don't need them where we're sitting.
Right.
We see what's happening.
We understand.
And there is lots of uncertainty out there for sure. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more people being, I quote, released. Mm-hmm. People actually that we've done work for in their companies, senior managers reaching out and saying, hey, I'm on the other side right now. Can you help?
I just had that discussion today.
Yes. You know, companies are realigning in the midst of all this uncertainty, economic uncertainty, just overall uncertainty. So there's some impressive talent out there in the market if companies are hiring.
Yeah, and companies are hiring in certain pockets of the organization, but moving slower than ever, and in some instances not being realistic, which we typically see, but it's even more so, not realistic about their compensation packages for the talent they are seeking. So, and then on the talent side, we're seeing lots of things as well still. Since COVID, a lot of reluctance, well, really hardly any availability to relocate. You know, a lot of reluctance still to work in the office. Even hybrid.
Don't want to go back into the office unless you're at the very senior ranks, and you know the expectation is that you're going to have to be close to the headquarters and you're going to have to go back into the office, and that's typically 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Not always.
Yeah, and a lot of job hugging. That's a new term.
Oh, yeah.
2025.
Yeah. And what we mean by that is what they are hugging on
to their job. They're holding on for dear life is what they're doing. Job grasping, maybe.
Not feeling like it's a time to make a change unless they have to because of all the uncertainty out there. Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of layoffs. Yep. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the list every day. It gets more and more. But right now, you know, UPS just laid off or are laying off 48,000 people. Amazon
number.
Up to 30,000.
Big number.
Intel, 24,000. Nestle, 16,000. It goes down the line. Ford, Microsoft, PwC, Salesforce, Paramount.
Target.
Yeah, Kroger. And Meta and Applied Materials. Just so very many. We haven't even mentioned the federal jobs.
Yeah.
Lots of federal jobs were lost prior. And now that we're in this shut down.
Yeah.
There's going to be more. And the interesting thing is what we're seeing is in some situations, there's both husband and wife that have lost their jobs.
Yeah. You're in a city that's supported. The main employer is X, likely you both work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's tough times. And so we got the tariffs going on and the shutdown and, organizational restructuring, across many, many companies, figuring out how they're going to survive in this environment. Senior leaders are extremely under pressure to deliver great results in the midst of all of this uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And as a result, some of the senior leaders just might be the most vulnerable of all. I mean, we see them rise and we see them fall.
Yep.
And it's a fact of life that when things get intense, sometimes those at the top are the first to be impacted.
Yeah. And contrary to what has been discussed, we are not seeing manufacturing jobs coming back just yet to the U.S.
No.
That hasn't helped. So
yeah, there was talk that we were going to get all these manufacturing jobs back, and doesn't look like that's going our way, at least right now.
Right. Oh, and then there's your favorite topic happening as well.
AI is here. AI is making a major impact, somebody said the other day. It's making a bigger impact than the internet did. And that, you know, that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
So lots of jobs being impacted. I know at first we started seeing, we don't work in this space, but entry level roles going to AI instead of people coming right out of school.
Let's go back to that one statement.
Yeah.
For those of you who remember when the internet started, who were alive when that happened.
Yeah, let's move on, Kim. Yeah. That's not funny.
I just thought about that. I thought, wait a minute.
I remember pre-internet.
Yeah, I was there.
And scared, feeling a little bit like, yes. What is this? What is this?
This will be their internet. If you didn't experience it, you're about to.
Yeah. I mean, how did we live without it? So now AI is here. It's not on the way. It's here. And it's already impacting many companies, many jobs. Right. It's changed, you know, the way we, you know, are assuming things are going to look. But yet we don't know. Mm-hmm. A lot of it we don't know.
The new college grads being impacted.
Yeah.
Really.
And now, you know, some of these layoffs are due to AI. And, you know, so companies are looking at how they can best leverage. I wonder if we can be replaced by AI. No, we probably can't.
They won't have as nice of hair as you do. Those of you who know Phyllis personally, there's some special pride goes along with her hair. Mine not so much, but hers.
AI. Oh,
can
my
AI
God.
Do your hair?
Probably. We'll have a robot in here to do that.
But, yeah. You know, we've stayed strong through many changes over the years, you know, working at mid to senior levels. You know, our focus has been mostly in corporate finance, HR, marketing, operations. Yeah. But we've stayed strong. We've been through COVID. We've been through other downturns.
Yeah. It seems like yesterday we were doing this podcast with masks on.
I know. Sound quality wasn't as good. But.
It wasn't great. Well, yeah, so we just thought it would be a really good time to get back out there and kind of provide some perspective on what we're seeing, but also give some free advice on, you know, what professionals can do.
Yeah.
Because as I tell everyone, are you feeling secure in your job? And if they say yes, I go, you're very naive. Because nobody should feel secure in this environment, or any environment for that matter. It's all about the shareholder and the investors. And, you know, many people feel they can't be replaced, but reality is you can be replaced.
Yeah, typically. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
And we've worked with our share of people who didn't see it coming.
Right.
So whether you feel secure in your role or you're seeing your company beginning to make some changes, it really is time to give yourself, we always, at the risk of repeating ourselves, give yourself that gift of reflection and really take some action and be prepared just in case.
So for those of you who have not heard the gift of reflection, tell them a quick snapshot of what that is.
Yeah, you know, it's a time for yourself. A lot of times people are impacted by, you know, being let go or seeing that things are changing that are going to impact their job. And we firmly believe that you need to give yourself that gift to step back. And before panicking, rushing into something, really step back and give yourself that time to reflect on, you know, where you are in your career, where you've come from, how you've done, what kind of skills are in your toolbox. Is your toolbox up to date, you know, with so much changing, and particularly with AI, you know,
what's
really
going to make you happy, too?
Yeah, what's going to make you happy? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to feel fulfilled? Mm-hmm. Where can you best leverage your skill set? What kind of environment do you want to work in? And, you know, a lot of times people step back and after giving themselves that gift, they see things a little bit differently on where they want to go. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. And then building the toolbox and just kind of refreshing it is a really important thing. Looking out there and seeing what skills are marketable these days. Mm-hmm. If you've been with a company a long time, you know, the market may not be calling for every skill you bring to the market right now. They may want some advanced skills or knowledge in AI or some other technology that maybe you're not brushed up on, but you can get brushed up on.
It can be an opportunity.
Yeah,
it is. If you find yourself out to really step back and get into a role that you enjoy more, you're more fulfilled in, it's better aligned with your skill set, your personality maybe even.
That's exactly right.
A culture,
right.
That's one of the big things that I think that gift of reflection helps. And it, before you start looking for a job, it's really better to know really what do you want to look for.
Yeah.
Because you can make some mistakes in the process too.
Yeah, some people make a rash decision. I think we all know people who have had a couple of jumps. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's because you haven't stepped back and reflected. Or you haven't done as deep a dive into your research on a company you're looking at. And, you know, we talk about culture. Are you mm-hmm. a cultural fit with that company?
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
Once you do know, then you have to step back and go, okay, what do I need to do to get myself out there?
Yeah.
Certainly LinkedIn is, mm-hmm. It is a powerful site that
tool.
Can open you up to lots of people that mm-hmm. you don't even know are out there looking at your background.
Yeah. And you can post, even post different updates. You could let people know what you're looking for. And the thing about LinkedIn is it really takes on a life of its own. Unlike other social media platforms, if someone likes your post, all of their contacts see it. So it's a really great way to get the word out.
Yeah, and add to your network of people on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And as you look at LinkedIn, certainly you want to be realistic on everything that you put down there, but make sure that your most recent experiences are there.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't want to see, hundreds of assignments on there.
Yeah.
So you want to put the most relevant assignments and also the photo.
Yeah.
You want to do right on that photo because, I don't think people realize the importance of that. Sometimes I'll be scrolling through LinkedIn and I'll see a photo of somebody that looks really angry, or maybe they've had a bad day, or maybe they just aren't comfortable with getting their photo taken. But you want to make sure that your photo reflects who you are. And if you're really angry, then okay, put it out there. But I don't think you are. I don't think anybody's as angry as some of them I've seen.
Yeah.
You know,
a picture's important. I think there's a lot of individuals who don't have a photo.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
And then you wonder about
that.
Then
you wonder.
It's like, why don't you have your photo?
I do pause for a moment. I'm like, I'm trying to visualize. Not that it matters,
but
it sort of matters. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's better than not having a photo on like Match.com or something. Then you're really...
This is like, it is like a dating site.
It's like a dating site, only a corporate or a...
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And in most appropriate way.
Yes, in the most appropriate way, And then getting the resume updated.
Yes.
And oh my God. I had somebody come to me recently with a 4-page resume.
Womp womp.
And, I had to delicately go back to them and say, and this person was very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted on the resume everything that they have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you've got to save some things for the interview. And then it's a reflection of your communication skills too.
Yeah.
No executive has time to sit and listen to you ramble, and your resume is rambling.
It's about not knowing your audience, I think, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful there as well.
Yeah, it tells a lot about you.
Yeah.
And that LinkedIn profile and resume can go hand in hand. It's hard work, but it'll be worth it. Do it yourself, too. Do not have somebody else or ChatGPT.
Oh, no. Don't pay someone and then chat. Nobody knows you like you know you.
Yeah.
Maybe
ChatGPT does.
Maybe.
I had a resume come through that had like the note at the end about, is this what you wanted through ChatGPT? They forgot to
take that off.
Oh, my. Ooh. I was like,
I suspect there's going to be a lot of people leveraging that. So, but I'd say approach with caution because you want it to reflect real. That
maybe.
You're real.
It could be a starting point. I mean, maybe we're being naive. You got to really.
But they're living documents, and they reflect who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that both the resume and the LinkedIn profile does. And then if you're already in the job market or you plan to jump in, what are you doing? You know, you need to
networking.
Get out there. networking, network with people that know you and your work. Certainly, you've got lots of connections, maybe people you haven't talked with in a long time. But and then also, there might be some folks out there in areas that you're interested in that you want to do a little research or, you know, get their perspective. Maybe they end up acting as a mentor or a guide for you as you step into the process. We always tell everyone that's going into a job search that it takes patience, perseverance, and a really good sense of humor, because it's typically not personal. Every now and then it is, but typically it isn't. Companies, and this is one of the things we're seeing a lot of, is companies, they want what they want, and they're being so specific on what they want. They don't have the time or the resources, I don't think, to have a person come in and then teach on the job, like maybe companies used to do somewhat. So they want somebody that's coming from their industry, if possible, and you know, they want that functional expertise. We get a lot of people that reach out to us that want to change functions, and that's another whole story and another whole podcast, but it's a tough one. And it makes it more important to do that networking for sure.
Which you can do a lot of that through LinkedIn, or at least start it from there, and can become really, really important.
Yeah, I know one guy that a former Procter & Gamble person who got out on LinkedIn as he was deciding to make a change. And I think he went down the list of, you know, many of the people that he had worked with in the past and reached out. And so, you know, it's just a matter of approaching it like you would a full-time job on many levels. You can't just do it.
And depending at the level, how long can it take just to give them a basis? Yeah. It's not you. It should take several months.
I would say in this market, and there's always exceptions, but in this market, I would plan on 6 months. Hopefully it's much shorter, but I would say a minimum of 6 months. So if you're out in the market and it's taking you a long time, don't feel like you're unusual or it's a reflection of you, but it is a reflection of the market. We are absolutely in uncertain times and uniquely challenging times. We've lived through COVID, as we mentioned before. We've had challenges that our group, during the economic downturn, that was a challenging time. We managed through it. The other thing we see when things tighten up like they are now is that we see a shift in what companies are looking for. So like Kim said, a lot of the work that we do is in the area of strategic finance, HR, senior HR positions, marketing positions. But right now what we're seeing, and we saw it during the economic downturn, and that is what specific...
Technical accounting leadership.
Yes.
Lots of it right now. It's a strain.
Treasury.
Yes.
Tax.
SEC reporting.
Yeah.
Technical accounting research. A lot of it.
Companies want people that are really proficient and have great leadership in the area of numbers and making sure that they're tightened up in that area.
Yeah, and there are less and less people taking the CPA exam, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's not a lot of younger professionals coming up with that, you know, skill set. There are a lot, but then there's a new segment that's not.
And like I mentioned, typically, we've worked in the strategic finance and strategic leadership roles and the functions I mentioned. But we do, as we see things tighten up, we start getting requests for people in those technical expertise areas.
And we were talking that I spent most of COVID working on this tax leadership role.
Yeah.
I mean, even though everything was shut down, I was just scouring trying to find tax leadership. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... who knows what tomorrow or next year or whatever will bring. We have to keep our sense of humor in general. But, you know, in these uncertain times, we just all have to be vigilant and take as much ownership as possible in preparing for the what if. And believe me, we've talked to people who have said, oh, everything's going great, I'm loving it, and suddenly... you know, they're calling saying mm-hmm. they need our help. So, so much can be out of our hands, but there's also so much we can do to prepare by taking stock of our skills, staying close to the outside market, networking, reconnecting with others. It's not all gloom and doom. You know, who knows? You know, and we've seen some amazing opportunities come
right
the way of people.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, we'd love to see or hear about what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. So don't hesitate to reach out. Our contact information is right on our website. And we'd like to hear from you.
That's great. All right.
Until next time, good luck. Stay strong. Stay positive.